You're not going to believe this, but there is another issue as big as the coronavirus pandemic or the election, maybe even bigger. Guess what it is? I'll give you a sec. I bet everybody has their own answer here. But here's one. Climate change. President-elect Joe Biden has said it's one of the four top issues he wants to tackle at the beginning of his administration. New York is already trying to tackle it with some of the most ambitious clean energy goals in the nation. But can we meet those goals? That's today's story of the day.
Story of the Day is supported by Northern Power and Light, keeping your energy dollars local with green energy made here in the North Country. NPNL.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, November 12th. First up, the chief of infectious disease at SUNY Upstate Medical in Syracuse will play a key role in the international trial for a coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer. Dr. Stephen Thomas is helping to coordinate and analyze data from the large-scale trial involving more than 140 research sites around the world. He's the study's lead principal researcher. And Thomas has also been a fellow at the Trudeau Institute in Saranac Lake. Pfizer said Monday that early data shows the vaccine it developed with a German partner has a 90% efficacy rate against the virus. Thomas spoke with television station KXAN in Austin, Texas.
This is an incredible first step, but it is the first step in multiple steps that need to be taken to ultimately have a safe and effective vaccine that's deployed in large numbers.
Thomas will assist the company in preparing its findings for review by the Food and Drug Administration. The company says it could produce enough vaccine for 15 to 20 million people by the end of this year. New York State is in the early stages of developing a plan to make big reductions to the state's greenhouse gas emissions. New York's Climate Action Council has the task of developing a plan to reduce carbon emissions by 40% by 2030 and by 85% by 2050. Advisory panels focused on areas from transportation to housing started meeting this fall. Emma Jacobs spoke with panel members representing the North Country about what they want to see in the state's plans.
New York's Climate Act passed last year set some of the most ambitious targets in the country for reducing emissions. That will require changes in every area of the economy. Jared Bly is the Clean Energy Program Director for the Adirondack North Country Association. He's joined the Transportation Advisory Group. Travel accounts for a third of the state's carbon emissions. These advisory groups are advising the state where to spend money or mandate changes.
A lot of the resources have historically gone downstate or to the city. That's where the population density is at.
But Bly says changes in the northern part of the state could have an outsized impact in this sector.
Here in the North Country, you know, your average resident who has to go to work, you know, or access healthcare or just basic services or amenities, they have to travel much further than most folks in urban areas.
Mostly, they travel in gasoline-powered cars, producing more emissions per person. He wants to see more infrastructure for electric vehicles. In 2015, a state report found that the North Country produced more than 30% of the state's renewable energy, including hydro, wind, solar, and biomass. Bly is also on the Climate Justice Working Group alongside Donathan Brown. Brown, the co-founder of Adirondack Diversity Solutions, has lived in several parts of upstate.
The Climate Act requires the state to invest resources in a manner designed to ensure disadvantaged communities receive at least 35% of overall benefits on spending.
Things like helping people afford the upfront costs of installing solar panels, which create renewable energy and lower pollution.
When we think about solar energy, unfortunately, it has suffered from being labeled or even partnered with high income individuals. So communities that can afford it, individuals who can't afford it, but oftentimes they were beyond the reach of low income communities who can actually benefit from that as well.
Another advisory panel member from the North Country is Katie Malinowski, the executive director of the Tug Hill Commission. She's on the Land Use and Local Government Committee.
I see my role to bring the rural, less populated perspective to the table.
Malinowski says conversations about environmentally friendly planning often focus on increasing density in cities and towns, not rural hamlets and villages like we have in the North Country.
We might need to rethink how the settlement patterns are looked at and ways that we might want to encourage infill development in those kind of hamlets and villages, and how we prevent maybe some of our more open space areas from being subdivided.
The panels have about 6 months to deliver their recommendations. Meetings are taking place online, so the public can participate without having to travel to Albany. Malinowski encourages it.
At a policy level like this, sometimes it's hard to understand how that's going to impact, you know, your daily life or the town that you live in. But as we all know, these things do come down to the ground eventually, and it will impact us. So we need to make sure we're paying attention and making sure our voice is heard.
The Climate Action Council is expected to produce its final plan for meeting the state's emissions targets by the end of 2021. For North Country Public Radio, I'm Emma Jacobs.
We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by the Caramello Trio of Potsdam and David Archibald of Kingston. We love to hear your music bed. We love getting beds to play during Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and Story of the Day, the 8 o'clock hour, from regional artists right here in the North Country. You can submit yours by emailing radio@ncpr.org. That's radio@ncpr.org. Thanks so much. We love getting that collaboration. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.